Yeah, we are.
Yeah,
guys, speak to Yossi about Queen Shir Shabbaton.
I have to ask you.
It's around the corner.
What's this is what they're having next Shabbos, right?
No, that's what that 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 guys going.
Okay, so. The Gemara on Daf Zayin. Amar, so Gemara here has this discussion of Kenyan Suda. Amar Mesharshi, Ashmamina, High Sudra, Kivin and Tafis, Beishalosh, Alshalosh, Kareem, Bevinas, and the Reyeyu, the Chaman, the Pasik, Dami, Vikani. Since you have the sin of Shnai, Moks, and Batalis, right, so Hu Adin also, each one has a Chelek and a Kenyan in the Chayfetz. So Hu Adin also, in Kenyan Suda. Once one of the parties has Gimel of a Tfisa on the Chayfetz, it's Chaman, the Pasik, Dami. It's considered as if it's already split in half. So here you have an important Machlugas Rishonim. As to how seriously do we take the Hagdara of Kemad de Pasik Dami. So the Rishonim debate whether or not you could use a Sudar Shaul. I borrow a Sudar from someone. So could I use that to affect my Kenyan Chalipin? Staramban in our Sugya. So he argues that you're allowed to use the Ritva here explicitly, that you're allowed to use a Sudar Shaul. And the Ramban says that you don't really have bailos, you're not really allowed to split it in half. Because the way the Kenyan works is like a matana manas la'achzir. So even though we say command the pasik dami, right, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have rights to be mafsik it. But there are Tosar Bein Peretz on Daf Mem Vav, so they argue that you can't use a Kenyan, you can't use a Sudar Shaul for a Kenyan Chalipin, because the din of command the pasik is a din vadai. Or it's considered ki'ilu, it's nitan. Lipsika. So you seem to have an important machlokes Rishonim here, whether or not we take this din of Keman de Pasuk as being a right in the Chayfetz, that the Chayfetz is actually as if it's Nifsak.
Who says
he
can?
The Ritva here says you could. You can use Shaul. Tosu Ben Peretz says you can. Tosu Ben Peretz and Daf Mem Vav says you can. The Ritva explicitly says you could use Shaul. And the Ramban also says that the whole din of psika is lav dafka, because you don't really have rights to be splitting it.
So if Tosfos Ben Peretz saying, does anyone think actually get split? Or?
No, saying there has to be nitan to being split.
He says that's why you can't use shulah.
Correct. Because it has to be roilakach. Now Meiri on daf zayin, according to Talmidim of the Ravid, so he explains that if you have one beged that you need as your clothes for the day, so you can't use that beged for the Kenyan Sudar. Why?
It's not nitan
the psika. So once again, so the Meiri B'shin Tamina Ravid thinks that Kemad Pasuk is a shear in how the Chayfetz has to be used, or has to be able to be used. That's very strange. So what's going on here with the Keman de Pasuk Adami? What's this machlokes about? Why do we care whether it's omid lipsika or whether it's not omid lipasek? It's also very strange. The Gemara equates the din of Sudar to Shnayim Olsen Betalis. What does a din in Tfisa and rights of ownership have to do with a Hakna? What does it have to do with a Maisa Kinyan that's going to affect a transaction? Why should these two? Why is it a Shema Mina? What does Shnayim Olsen Betalis have to do with the halacha of Kenyan Sudar? There's also another problematic issue in this sugya, where the Rambam paskins that you don't actually need a Nisina Lagamri. The Rambam paskins that it's sufficient that it's Yachal Inatek. Sufficient that one of the parties could grab the object away from the second party. So the problem is, so where does Ram get this from? So you have Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas in the Nosei Kalim. The Kesef Mishnah suggests that the Ramam got it from the din of Krisos by Get. And the Gemara says that if it's Nasan Biyada, but it's Yachal Linatka, the Baal is still able to pull the Get out of her hand. That's not considered Krisos. So the Ramam inferred from there, therefore you see that if one of the parties is able Linatik, and it's considered his Le'inyan Kinyan. That's very strange. Because it doesn't follow from the fact that it's a Chisaron in Krisos. It doesn't follow from the fact that I still have a Tfisa on the Chayfetz and I didn't fully give it over to you. That therefore you have a right or that you're considered having an object in your rishos. It may prevent a kinyan from being chal. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's sufficient to allow a kinyan to be chal. That's A. B, this din of yachal and atka seems to be not a din per se in a maisa nesina. It seems to be a chisaron in the krisos of the gerushin. So if it's a din miyuchad in krisos, then how could the Rambam use it as a source for a maisa nesina le'inyan haknos? That's the problem if you want to invoke our Gemara as the makar for Shitas Rambam. The Gra suggests that maybe the Rambam got it from the Gemara in Daf Tes, where the Gemara talks about someone who's topes on the reins. So maybe the Rambam learned from the Shita of Rabbi Avo, who held that hol v'yachal inatko lahavia etzlo. So you have a kinyan on the behema. But the problem is that the Gemara is doche shitas Rabbi Avo, and the Gemara says shitas Rabbi Avo berusei. So how can the Rambam invoke Rabbi Avo, which was nidche, as a source for Yachal Natka and Kinyan Sudar? Those are the problems, two problems with the Shita of the Rambam. So what's the pshat? So we suggested is that maybe there's a fundamental difference between the nature of a Kinyan Sudar and Shar Kinyanim that we find in Choshen Mishpat. Every other Kinyan that we find in Choshen Mishpat is a Maisa Kinyan. You have Agbah, you have Mesira, you have Chazaka. You have a Maisa Kinyan that affects the transaction. But Kinyan Sudar itself, even the Tzura of the Kinyan is very strange. Now, you give one object, and you're really being Makne a totally different object. To highlight the problem, the Gemara in Bava Metzia Mem Zayin quotes two deos about Caleb Shel Makne or Caleb Shel Kone. Whose Kli are you using and affecting the Kinyan? So if you're using Caleb Shel Kone, so I understand. I'm buying your house, so I give you my piece of paper. I give you my sudar. It's Kaina transaction. But Shitas Levi is that it's Caleb Shel Makne. So the Makne gives you his sudar to be Makne his house. As the Gemara says, it doesn't really make sense. It can't be a kinyan agav, because you can't be makne nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayis, agav nechasim she'en lehem achrayis. You can only be makne nechasim she'en lehem achrayis, agav nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayis. So what's pshat and shitas Levi? It totally breaks the rules of kinyanim. The no stein akinyan is the one who's symbolically purchasing it. So what's going on? So the Rav used to explain b'shem Reb Chaim, and a Baruch Ber has a b'shem Reb Chaim, that the nature of a Kenyan suitor is not that as a Maisa Kenyan, but it's a Kenyan Shel Gemiras Das. And the whole transaction of switching the Sudar is really just a way of expressing the Gemiras Das of the two parties of the Das Machne. So if that's the case, first of all, then you'd answer very nicely why the Gemara equates the din of Kenyan Sudar with the din of Shnayim Olsen Betalis. Every other Kenyan, a Kenyan Hagbah, and a Kenyan Mesira. So there you need a Maisa Nesina Miad Liad. You need a transaction. But a Kinyan Sudar, where the Ikar Kinyan is the Gemiras Das, and the Sudar is just a way of expressing the Gemiras Das, then once it's Asi Liyado, even when it just reaches the level of Shnayim Uchs and Betalis, that's already sufficient for the Kinyan Sudar. You don't need a Maisa Hakna. All you need is the Maisa of, or the symbolic action of giving it over to him. So if that's the case, then maybe that's why the Rambam was willing to extend the din of Yochel and Natkan that we find by Krisos and the Dechi of the Gemara and Daftes to Kenin Sudar. Because the Gemara was only Doche Yochel and Natka with respect to Kenin Hagbah. The ability to pick it up can't substitute for actually picking it up as a Maisa Kenyan. But if the Kenyan Sudar is not a Maisa Kenyan per se, it's a Shir in the Gemara Stas, then maybe it's sufficient that you give him a Tfisa. So the Gemara was doche le'inyan amaisa kinyan, but le'inyan, the chalos kinyan of Sudar, that's already sufficient. Similarly, it's true that the din of Yochel and Atka is only a din that you find by Krisos with respect to Gitin, and that it prevents the kinyan from being chal. But the Rambam's point is, yeah, that's true. But maybe Yochel, just like Yochel and Atka, is a sufficient zika to the Megare, such that it's a chisaron in Krisos, so too it's a sufficient zika with respect to the second party. Not that it's considered a matana gemura, not that it's considered a nesina gemura, but just that now it's considered that he has a tfisa on the chayfetz. And a tfisa on the kinyan sudar is enough for the gemira stas of the whole transaction. So maybe that's how this idea in kinyan sudar will explain the two problems that we encounter in our gemara.
They don't say why
So how does the Kinyan Suda relate to the Gemira Stas? Let me just step back for a second and demonstrate that the Kinyan Suda is itself not a regular Maisa Kinyan. Okay. So the first Gemara that we have is a Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Gimel, where the Gemara says, Isha Pachs Mishavar Pruta Lo Mekanya. And the two yourselves, Lo Mekanya, Lo Mekanya Nafsha. So the way Rashi understands the Gemara is that since the Kinyan Suda doesn't need Shavar Pruta, it's just a symbolic Maisa. So it's Genai Hu Lali Isha that she's going to be miscarriage, but Pachas Mishavar Pruta, so no woman is going to want to do it. So it's Genai, so we don't do it. Tosus learns low. It's not a preference mitzada Isha. The Havmin in the Gemara is that Kinyan Sudar has a Din Kinyan Kesef. So that's what I would have assumed that an Isha is able Liskadesh be Sudar. Isha Niknes Begimel Drachim be Kesef Shtarubia. So the Havmina is that Kinyan Chalipin is Bechlal Kinyan Kesef. Maskana of the Gemara is, no, Isha Pachas Mishavar Pruta Lo Mekanya. That Kinyan Sudar is Chal Pachas Mishavar Pruta. The fact that Kinyan Sudar is Chal Pachas Mishavar Pruta shows you that it's a different Kinyan from Kinyan Kesef. Okay, so you see here already that Tosfos is pointing out that Cholak Din Kinyan Sudar Mishar Maisa Kinyanim that we encounter, and that's reflected by the fact that it's Noeg Pachas Mishavar Pruta, even though every other Kinyan is not. We already pointed out the Shita of Levi, that's Caleb Shalmachne. Caleb Shalmachne would be the exact inverse of every other Maisa Kinyan that we find. The Meiri on Daf Zayin in our Sugya, when he's describing a Kinyan Suter, so he also talks about it in terms of the Gemira Stas. Tam Hadavar, Amnishal Akwisos Hutzarech Hutzarech, about Bezu, when it comes to Kinyan Chalipin, Ein Onutrich and El Lenesina. So the whole symbolism of the Maisa Kinyan is that Kishem that I'm giving this to you, Bigmira's Das, Gemura, Kach, I'm actually makne to you the real Chayfetz. So the way the Miri describes the whole Kinyan is that it functions as an expression of that higher level of Gemira's Das. That's what the Kinyan is. It's also mashma that way from the Shaka Vitari of the Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin. Bame Konin, Rabar Mikel Shalkone, the Nichale Lakone, the Lave Makne Kone. Ki Hechi, the Ligmar Viliknile. It's all just a way of promoting Gemira Stas. So even though the Gemara describes it, it describes this Kinyan, it's not in terms of the Maisa being a Kinyan. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira and Perek Chav Tes Halacha Tes, the Rambam paskens that you can't do a Kinyan Chalipin for a Katan. And why? Because you can't write a Shtar in a Maisa Katan. So first of all, the Ravid disagrees with the actual Din. Tom Paskins that you can't have a Kinyan be a Katan because you can't write a Shtar be Katan. So the Ravid says that's not correct. Chalipin is not any worse than a Kinyan Kesef. So the Ravid is looking at the Chalipin as a Maisa Kinyan. The Rambam is clearly looking at it differently. Why does the Rambam say Shakinin Bishtar? So we pointed out that what makes a star, and what gives it its ability to be made, is that a star is written Bidasam Ischaiv. Whenever you write a star, there's a higher level of Shibud. There's a higher level of Das that you're now forfeiting your rights to claim Parati. You're now being Meshabed, you're Shibudei Karkos. There's a higher level of das that goes into creating a shtar. So what the Rambam is telling you here is that a kinyan is also, the kinyan chalipin is also a kinyan of gemiras das. So So every kinyan sudar is always nitan likasei bishtar. Because every kinyan sudar has that higher level of das in the shibud that's needed to create a shtar. And that's why every time you do a kinyan sudar b'fnei shnayim, ein tzarich lomar ksovo. The two edim could always write down a shtar without the consent of the baldin. Because by definition, that's the level of gemiras das that's needed for a kinyan sudar. So that's why the Rambam holds that a katan is mufka legamri, because a katan is not a bar hachi of that level of das, even though there's a din pu'utos for other kinyanim. And that's why the Rambam dafka emphasizes the fact that a katan is la bar oseh shtar. Because for the Rambam, these two dinim have the exact same source. Similarly, the Rambam and the Ravid argue in Perek Mechira, Perekei Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says that kinyan ain't tzarich lios bifnei edim, and the Ravid argues ain't akol modin bekinyan. So machlokes in the Rambam and the Ravid whether or not you need edim to be present for the kinyan. So I think the problem here is that it depends how you explain the other Ravid. But if you understand the Ravid as saying that the Ravid in chaf tes is saying that kinyan is kekesef. And there's no reason why the Ravid should need Eidei Kiyam for Kinyan Chalipin. Right, the whole reason why you need Eidim for Kinyan Chalipin is because you think it's a higher Kinyan. Different kind of a Kinyan from Shar Kinyanim. So it's interesting that the Ravid is the one who holds that Kinyan is Kekasef. I think what we were saying in Shir is that this is really the Ravid working off the Ravid in the Shittim Kubetzes Teba Basar Daf Mem, where the Ravid there quotes some Gaonim who held that you need Eidei Kiyam for Chalipin. That's why the Ravid says, Eina kol modin b'kinyan. It's not necessarily the sheet of the Ravid, but it's just the Ravid quoting his Gaonim, according to the Gaonim who held that, yeah, Kinyan Chalipin is a different level Kinyan, and Mela could only be created with two Eidei Kiyum to be present. Now, if you look at Reb Chaim explains that when the Mechayiv of Eidei Kiyum is always a higher level of Das. The reason why some transactions need Eidim to be present is because those transactions are transactions where the Das is Koveh the Chalos. Not a Maisa. So, for example, Shechita doesn't need Eidim. But a Maisa Kiddushin, where the Das is what creates the Maisa Kinyan, so there you need Eidei Kiyam in order to be present.
The Ravid's one who requires Eidim.
So the Ravid quotes the Gaonim who require Eidei Kiyam.
The Rambam does not require
Eidim. The Rambam does not.
But if this was something that was based off Das, as the Rambam said,
then you'd assume that the Rambam does need. Right. So we presented in Shir the opposite way. We presented as saying, oh, what's the Havmina that you would need Eidei Kiyam, or that you need Eidim present for the... So Am says, Zekin Eitzach Lios Bifnei Eidim. Because what's the Havmina B'chal? The Havmina is that you would have thought that you need Eidim for the Das. Mashman, you don't need Eidim to be present.
You're saying this is not a question of...
Right. But still, the fact that the Gornim thought you need Eidei Kiyam for Kinyan Chalipin, and not for any other Kinyan that you encounter in Choshe Mishpat, told you this is a kinyan of das, right?
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, it seems to be like you would have preferred the sheetahs to be reversed and have the Ravid not have Eidim and the Rambam have Eidim.
Right. But if this is really the sheetah of those Gaonim, but I'm saying the phenomenon that you have people thinking you need Eidei Kiyam speaks for itself. The fact that the Rambam doesn't buy into that per se is not the worst problem. Okay. Right? Now, there's a parallel shaila that a lot of Rishonim think that you can't say parati when you have a shibud bikinyan. So even though there's no shtar that says that you owe him money, the fact that you have two edim who are present when you are mechayev yourself with a kinyan sudar, that itself takes away your ability to say parati. So if what we were explaining earlier in the year is correct, that the ability of the malva to say shtarcha biyadi my bayi is not a function of the umdana shebishtar, but it's a function of the high level of shibud that went in initially, then you could explain why even without a shtar, once you have a kinyan, you lose your ability to say parati. Those are two other rayas for this yisod. So machlokas Ram Ravid about katan and the shaila about Eidei Kiyam. There's machlokas Rishonim on this point whether or not you could be masne when you take a kinyan sudar. Could you be masne that people who see it cannot write a shtar? So if I'm a shavid myself to Avigdor, the kinyan sudar, so could I make a tznai that even though I'm being mashav myself a kinyan sudar, anybody who's present still cannot write a shtar? So the Ramban in Kiddushin on Chav Zayin quotes 2 days in the Rishonim. Whether or not you can make that tznai. So why would you not be able to make it tznai? Tznai b'davar shel mamon is kayim. The point is that if the shtar itself is only a function of this high level of dasa mischayiv, then it's essential to the ma'isa kinyan that's happening. Then it's nitam likasev. Because the ma'isa kinyan itself is forfeiting rights to claim parati. The ma'isa kinyan itself is creating those shibudim. So the shtar is only functioning as a raya. But the hischayivus in total happened. You have another machlokas Rishonim in Bav Basra on Kufya Dalid Amid Aleph, where the Rishonim argue about whether you could be, the Gemara argues, how long do you have to be chozer from a kinyan sudar?
Say that again. Why would you not be able to?
Because it's built into the kinyan that it's nitan for these things. It's essential to that level of a shibud.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Why can you not have that same level but without the shtar?
Because that's goof of what you're forfeiting. You're forfeiting your rights to parati. You're forfeiting your shibudim.
It's clear that although the sudar and the shtar are coming from the same thing, can I just remove shtar because I still have the sudar?
No, because like I said, that's goof of what's happening here is that I'm giving yadchal al yona, and having a raya as part of that. Right? What a shtar does is that it gives the leverage over entirely to the malve. So a shtar, when I write a shtar, so the malva is yadal yona. He could claim shtarcha b'yadi my bayi, he has rights of giyam mishibudim. So if that's what's happening at a shibud bikinyan, it's a higher level of gemira stas that I'm acknowledging, that I'm totally mishibud to your gviya, and by definition you have rights to a shtar. By definition you have shtarcha b'yadi my bayi. By definition you have shibudim. So that's something that's not going to be nitam l'tanai. The Gemara Mabasa and Daf Kuf Yedalid as machlokes about how long you could be chozer from a kinyan. Kozman sha sukin bo soinyin, kozman sha yoshrin sham. See, machlokes rishonim whether that machlokes extends to shar kinyanim. Or is it a din miyuchad in hilchos sudar? So the way the Nemuka Yosef explains it very nicely in Daphnim Beis, in Daphirith, is that why would you say this is dafka machlokes with respect to kinyan sudar, not shar kinyanim?
There's no real maisa.
And therefore?
Therefore, it all depends on your stas.
And therefore?
The time of your stas in a conversation may be different. Time of your stas.
So I'll tell you what he says. Hacha dafka nechoku. Kivan de leise ba mishicha, velo shtar be'edim, velo kana be'kesef, al be'kinyan sudar da'alma. Ulafisha ain bedavar shum tfisa lekone ulamakne, there's no maisa. Bechol echad omid bishalo, das kol echad che yuchal himalich, te tfisa sugarze lo yigmar vikne miad, ache yisyashe bedaito, yitin hadavar aliba. And he's saying, since this is a Kenyan of Gemir Astas, so each person builds in that he wants a little more time to make his final decision. So if it's a mishicha or a hagbah that's affecting the kinyan, so the moment the ma'isa is done, there's nothing else to talk about. The kinyan is effective. But when it comes to a kinyan sudar, where the whole kinyan is the gemir das, then each one has in mind, I'm only going to be gomer das the minute in 5 minutes from now when we get up and leave the room. So melo, since it's a unique kind of a kinyan, it also has a unique hetter related to the gemir das. Another interesting distinction between Kinyan Sudar and Shar Kinyanim is raised by Tosos in Kiddushan Chafav Mebeis, where Shmaya is of the opinion that a Kinyan Sudar could only be done in front of the Kone. It can't be done Shalob Efana. Mikan midakde karaver b'shmarya, ve'ein moel kinyan sudor el b'fnei hakona. Shalakach lo hikne lo b'chalipin ayde acher. Shloye moel klum. Kim de lesek le makab matana b'faneinu. U'pele gadol hu b'ein erivan. Sharei maisen b'chol yom shakonin b'sudor. It's like the case of Gozal Manas Lameka. It's maisen b'chol yom and people do it. Shal b'fnei hakona makab matana. So according to Bishmaya, Kinyan Sudor could only be done in the presence of the actual Kone. According to Riva, no. Why do you actually need him present? Why can't you have somebody else doing the Kinyan for him? So he explained, if the nature of a Kinyan Sudar is that level of Gemiras Das of the party involved, then maybe only he's a Bar Hachi of expressing that level of a Kinyan. But somebody else can express it for him. Masha Enkin, when the Kinyan is a Maisa Kinyan, so that could be done afilu shalo b'fano. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Vav Mebe says, Eini Yisha Miskadeshes b'matana manas l'hachzir gezeir Hashem yomru Yisha Miskadeshes b'chalipin. We don't allow matana manas l'hachzir to work for Kedushin so that people won't end up saying that a chalipin works for Kedushin. Now the Rambam Paskins this Gemara, and Ram says, "Ein isha miskadeshes matanam nasa hachzir," because she's not getting a davar kayim lehanos ba. She's not getting hana, because she gets the chefetz and then she has to give it back. What does that have to do with chalipin? So we explained that maybe the idea is that since the kinyan chalipin is not a maisa kinyan of a hakana of giving her an actual chayfetz. The kinyan itself is only a symbolic of a level of a gemiras das. That's good for the same problem. The kinyan chalipin, it's true that she's making a kinyan on the chayfetz. But the point is that what's significant is not the maisa kinyan. What's significant is the maisa kinyan is the way of expressing gemiras das. So kishem that a matana manas lahachzir is something that comes into Rosh Hashanah and leaves Rosh Hashanah a second later. So too, a Maisa Chalipin is not something that you're makne over to her. The Maisa Kinyan is insignificant. When I'm makne Kalim or I'm makne Mos, so there's a Kinyan. But if the whole Maisa is just with respect to a Gemiras Das, then even though she's getting something, it's insignificant. That's Chalipin. So we explain this may be what's underlies the sheet of the Ran in Nedarim, where the Ran explains that even if I would hold Matana Manas Lahachzir Shma Matana, I still might hold that Kni Amanas Lahaknos is Lav Shma Matana. Okay, why? Matana Manas Lahachzir means I give it to you, you give it back. Kni Amanas Lahaknos means I give it to you, Amanas, that you give it to somebody else. So why would you distinguish and say that matana manas lahachzir shma matana, but kinyan manas lahaknos is lav shma matana or lav shma kinyan? So he explained that kinyan manas lahaknos, like a kinyan chalipin, is not a hakna l'shem another hakna. What it is a kinyan on a kinyan. Matana manas lahachzir is a kinyan a manas that you give it back. Kinyan manas lahaknos is not a hakna manas that you forward it. It's a maisa kinyan for a kinyan. Chalipin is a maisa kinyan on a kinyan. But it's never considered a hakna itself. So then you would say that even though matara manas lahachzir avad is going to work, it's going to work for kedushin meikra adin. It might even work for esrog and for dinim that need lachem. But chalipin or something that's just a kinyan, a maisa kinyan, l'shem kinyan, that's not enough to affect a transaction for kedushin that may not be chal like kinyan manas lahaknos. So if that's the case, that this kinyan chalipin is really just a kinyan of gemiras das, doesn't have a maisa. So A, it's going to express a higher level of shibud, a higher level of das, a higher level of das kinyan, and therefore it'll have chumras in terms of what your mishabed and whether you could write a shtar and that you can't use a katan. Mm-hmm. But it's also going to be a kind of a kinyan that's not going to work when you need a nesina. So it's not going to work l'inyan kedushin. And it's not going to work for for certain other areas. Then you have Shita Rabbi Shmaya that you might have to be done dafka in front of his specific presence. And that's how you could also explain why it's going to work Bekelav Shel Makne, even though he's not, he's the one who's gufa giving away his chayfet, it's not getting anything in return, because he has that level of Gemiras Das. That's also why you could explain in our Sugya that we're medamed this to Shnayim Mochsim Metalis. Because what's critical is not the Maisa Nesina from one Rishus to another Rishus. What's critical is the fact that now he has a Tfisa. And the Tfisa is sufficient to create a Gemiras Das. For that, you don't need a full Maisa Nesina. Good. So we'll stop here, and then maybe we'll have one more Chazar Shir very briefly on Magbiya Mitzia L'Chaveira and Zachan Adam Shlava Fana.
This is our show sponsored by Soy.